Crocodiles have cultural significance for many Solomon Islanders, but news an 8-year-old girl was killed by a crocodile in Western Province made headlines and angered many, with George Gibson Noumi writing on Facebook,
"A child was eaten by this monster. Precautions for children are a number one priority."
The schoolgirl was snatched while swimming in the Rorossi River, and after her relatives hunted down the crocodile, they found her remains in its stomach. The incident has shaken the community and led the police commander in Western Province, Vincent Area, to declare war on crocodiles.
With the police now, we are working on trying to help the communities to shoot the crocodiles. And we are now working on it right now with the communities. They're requesting the police to shoot the crocodiles in their area.
Guns have been banned in the Solomon Islands for almost 14 years, after ethnic tensions led to a breakdown in law and order. Since then, crocodile numbers have skyrocketed because traditional hunting was the only way for locals to control them. However, with Ramsey, the regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands, about to come to an end, police are now rearmed and able to shoot rogue crocodiles. The idea has been greeted with support from Solomon Islanders. Lakes Cool wrote on Facebook,
"The sooner the better. This creature's posing a lot of risk for the lives of people living along the coast. It's time we reduce their growing population."
Others aren't convinced, such as Irene Natoro.
"Isn't it a shame that the only way we can think of to manage our wildlife is with the gun? How many crocs are responsible for the loss of life?"
But there are hopes that culling crocodiles will bring more than just peace of mind for locals, Harjaman Aru explains.
"Solomon Islands does not need creatures like crocodiles. Kill them all should be our priority, and then sell both the meat and skin."
Shannon Sito, who heads the World Wildlife Fund in Solomon Islands, says controlling the crocodile numbers with guns needs to be done sensibly and in a way that could benefit communities.
"I think it's a management approach that we have to really think about, and I think sustainability is a key to this as well. Back in the 60s, you were allowed to hunt crocodiles to, you know, for skin and export of the skin and stuff like that. Just go out and shoot and kill crocodiles, it would be, I think, a wasted opportunity."
Mr. Sito supports selective culling, but is calling on the police to consult with animal experts.
"I think they do have a role in our ecosystem. I think the problem is that communities are expanding and villages are encroaching into areas where these crocodiles are abundant. There are definitely people that are more experienced, and I think it definitely should be in touch with these people or organisations. You know, plan this properly."
Only the police will be allowed to shoot crocodiles. People in Western Province who are concerned about crocodile behaviour in their area will need to fill out a form at the police station. Authorised officers will then be sent out to that location.